I was raised in a military family. My father's last career posting was Petawawa, so I've basically lived in Petawawa and called it my home since I was about 8 years old. My background is in social services, community development, and adult education. In 1988, I was asked to apply for a position as director of a new military family support program, and I was fortunate to become the first executive director of the organization, which is now known as the Petawawa Military Family Resource Center. That's a position I held for about 22 years. I've always been active in volunteering and helping out wherever my skills and interests were a match. I love to collaborate with others to make sustainable changes that positively impact lives. And I also believe in ensuring that all people are treated fairly and equally, and I especially advocate for people in our community who are marginalized.
So 22 years at the PMFRC, what are some of the things that you noticed that changed over that time?
Wow. Well, certainly when we first opened our doors, the program officially known as the Military Family Support Program Canada-wide didn't exist. So it certainly was the foresight of the base leadership at the time to look at the needs of military families and recognize how important supporting military families were in achieving the overall mission of the Canadian Forces. So certainly it was embraced then. I believe it was, I'm going to say in about 1995. So then a lot of funding came forward. Certainly the recognition of the role that military families play the realities that they face and the requirement to support them certainly has been a big change. We are very familiar here in Petawawa with what goes on in our military and how we as a community can support one another as our next door neighbors are in fact military families. So certainly the plethora of services. I mean, we started out with a babysitting service and then grew it into a volunteer service and a parent and taught program. And now, of course, the Petawawa Military Family Resource Center supports families on, in deployment, employment, and massive child care programs, mental health programs, and things like that. So a lot of change, as there should be in 20-some years. But I know since I've left the program, there have been even more wonderful things that have come out to support families. So a lot, I guess.
And I guess since you've left the Petawawa Military Family Resource Center, what are some of the things that you've taken on and gotten involved with?
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I'll start with maybe some of the most recent things that I do. Of course, I'm a member of the council for the town of Petawawa, where I was elected in 2006, my first term, and I'm now into my fourth term, which is almost unbelievable. It's the end of this, I'll be there for 16 years, and time goes by really fast. I'm an active volunteer with the Christmas Angels, with the Petawawa Housing Corporation, Petawawa Civic Center Fundraising, the Civic Center in general, a lot of different organizations such as the, I've been a canvasser for the Arthritis Society, the Cancer Society, the March of Dimes, those kind of things. So basically I get involved in anything that supports people and supports sort of just the realities that people face and trying to be a helper in achieving a strong community.
And what made you want to get involved as a counselor with the town of Petawawa?
Oh, wow. Well, as you know, I was the executive director at the Petawawa Military Family Resource Center. And of course, in the early years, I basically did everything. And when I say everything, I mean I picked up garbage, I cleaned toilets, I ran programs, I volunteered, worked with the volunteers, that kind of thing. And of course, as a program grows over the years, you get more funding, you expand, you hire great staff to take on those roles. And of course, then as an executive director, you become responsible for the funding, for the budgeting, for the overall policies and procedures and the development of different kinds of programs and things like that. And you get a little bit further away from why I started out in the field, which was to help people right at the cold face, so right on the front line. So at that point, I was looking for places where I might be able to get involved. And of course, being a long-standing volunteer in the town of Petawawa and absolutely loving this community, I looked towards the the council and that role. And of course, knowing that it's an elected position, you had to run for office and things like that. So as I said, I was pretty fortunate that the community had enough faith that they gave me a try first time. And so I got involved at that level. And again, you know, you as a council member, you talk to people on the street, you talk to people when you're in your local businesses, you get phone calls and emails, and you're really at the cold face of things. So helping people either navigate the system, go where to go for answers, things as small as, hey, I'd like to look at getting a street light on my street. So being sort of a part of that process. And I got involved that way. And of course, I'm the type of person that likes everything to do, like I said, with people. So I belong to the Accessibility Advisory Committee, the Petawawa Business Advisory Committee, and those kinds of things.
And again, over the time that you've been with council, what are some of the big projects that you and your peers have worked together to accomplish?
Oh gosh. Well, I guess and again, in this day and age, and all people who have had to lead organizations and make sure that they work within budgets, is just things like trying to keep a reasonable tax base, tax rate for our residents while accomplishing all of the things that we need to accomplish. And of course, as you know, the reality is that support funding is dwindling, so there's only one taxpayer, and so making sure that we can have a robust community with great services and innovative services and new types of opportunities that not only support our residents but draw in tourism. So, you know, of course, that's always a challenge, but things like, I mean, if you look at over the years, if you look at the way that the Petawawa Civic Center property has grown. We have a bike park there. We have a splash pad. We have a fantastic playground, things like that. Our playgrounds in the community continue to, that are based around subdivisions, continue to be added to and enhanced. And so, you know, I think those are really big things, making sure that we've got an accessible, walkable, and active trail system for our residents to be able to enjoy. You know, our motto is dynamic by nature, so to be able to enjoy the outdoors while getting some exercise and things like that. So just being a part of the team that works towards those type of things and make sure that, like I said, there are opportunities no matter what your age and no matter what your skill level is or activity level is. We certainly want to be an active and walkable community.
I know Petawawa is it's a great town and it's a great place to just be involved, whether you're recreational or, yeah, there's lots of stuff to do in Petawawa, so that's great to hear. And I guess looking at your volunteer experience, how did you get involved with the Petawawa Christmas Angels?
Oh, well, that's actually one of my favorite organizations that I belong to. So Gloria Dean Freeman, of course, was the founder, so to speak. In 2004, she came to Kim Kluche, the owner of Kelsey's at that time, and said, hey, I've always wanted to make sure that everyone in our community had a meal and make sure that Christmas was a nice time for folks. And, you know, her house, as she used to say, isn't small enough for that many, or isn't big enough, I should say, for that many people. So in 2004, that idea was developed. I had heard about it because I was sitting having lunch in Kelsey's one day and just asked if I would be able to get involved as a volunteer. So my first role was as what they called a table talker. So what I was to do was anybody who was sitting by themselves, I would go over and ask them if they wanted some company and then just chat with them. And of course, I'm a little bit of a talker and I also love to hear people's stories. So I really enjoyed that. But then when I was reflecting after we had a sort of a wrap-up meeting, and I was reflecting of the number of people in the community that I know that I didn't see out there. So those people might have been housebound, or they could have, you know, been sick and not able to get out, that kind of thing. So I brought forward the idea of doing home deliveries and takeaways for anybody who, like I said, was housebound or couldn't come out for whatever reason. So we started that then in 2005, and that of course is a component of our of our offering that is still going very, very strong. I think this past Christmas we were somewhere in the neighborhood of 120, 130 takeout and deliveries. So that, of course, is meeting a need, along with the dining in component, which is fantastic. And then in 2018, I was approached by Gloria and asked to take on a role of coordinator, since she was going to be stepping away from that role. So, of course, I was very honored to be asked to help lead this important event into the future, and to work, continue to work with an outstanding group of volunteers. So it certainly is, I would say, one of my favorite things to do, and one of the things that puts a smile on my face just thinking about it. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful day.